welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm team leader at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. This is episode 99 of this podcast, and as I do very occasionally, perhaps this is a moment to stop and just re-emphasize some of the principles that stand behind these podcast episodes. So we begin with a word of prayer because we believe that God the Holy Spirit needs to come and make his word alive if we are to understand it. We read a passage from Scripture and we believe that Scripture in the hands of the Spirit of God is in and of itself powerful. God speaks to us directly through his word. And I want to encourage you as you hear the reading, as you read it yourself, that if God really challenges you about a particular thing and you have the capacity to do so, don't be afraid to pause the podcast and to reflect on the particular thing that God is saying into your life. At the end of the day, if it's a choice between reading the Bible and listening to me, then the Bible must win out every time. I hope the thoughts that I give take us deeper into God's word. But it's God's word that is the priority. It's God's word that we should be reading. It's God's word that we should be responding to. And then we pray the scriptures into our lives. We're looking today at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 14 to 22, and the title is The Imperfect Church. We pray together. Lord, we bow in your presence, and we ask that you would teach us through your word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Change our minds, change our hearts, and change our lives, O Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 10 and picking up from verse 14. My dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? Do I mean then that a sacrifice offered to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he? There have always been problems with the church and problems in the church. A student once held up a banner at a protest, and written on the banner were the words, "Jesus, yes, church, no." I think there are times in our lives when many of us resonate with that. I have great sympathy with those who sometimes struggle with congregational life, with all its angularity and difficulty. But if we are going to be faithful disciples of Jesus, we simply must engage. I know that there are some listeners to this podcast who are doing this. You've been away from church for a while, or you've been on the fringe of things. And because you've told me, I know that you are re-engaging with church through these podcasts. That's a huge joy to me. And if that's you listening today, I want to say God bless you and press on. One of the problems that we have with church is that we can have unrealistic expectations. We assume and expect somehow that the church will be perfect. And yet, as the old adage goes, if you do find the perfect church, don't join it because you'll only spoil it. A church is a collection of flawed and failing people. We're all like that. Praise God that He gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can change, but that process of change will never be complete in this life. Adding to these unrealistic expectations is sometimes an idealization of the early church. We know that our churches are not perfect, and we look back to the early church and we sort of imagine that it is all wonderful, that these are the halcyon days of church life. But then when we come to a passage like this, we recognize that that's not the case. The Corinthians are participating in idol feasts. There are all sorts of ways to apply that to our lives today. But what I want to do is just make the basic point that they are certainly tripping up. They are certainly going wrong. We see that in the Corinthian letters, don't we? Not just in these verses, but in 1 Corinthians and in 2 Corinthians. Paul pours his heart out for this church, and yet there are all problems of belief and behaviour. There are issues with spiritual gifts. There are issues with a lack of love. There are doctrinal issues. We read in 1 Corinthians 15 that some people are being baptized for the dead. What does that mean? Scholars have wrestled over that over many years and not come to a firm conclusion. And yet it's not a practice that is commended anywhere else in Scripture. Paul passes over it, not because I think that he's not concerned about it, but because there are so many other things that he's concerned about with the Corinthians. He parks it and he leaves it to another time. This is a church that is riddled with issues. And so looking at these Corinthian letters can help us to be realistic about the early church, realistic about the church through the ages, and realistic about our churches today. Say again, if you find a perfect church, don't join it. You'll only spoil it. The church as it really is both glorious and frustrating. It is wonderful and loving, and also sometimes wants to make you tear your hair out. It's always been so. And so the encouragement today in this reflection is to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. To be a Christ-like example in the midst of God's people. An example of grace, an example of perseverance, an example of really engaging in the life of God's church, of being a servant of God's people for the sake of Christ. All our churches are imperfect. All of us as Christian disciples are imperfect. But God is changing us. God is moving us forward. I say again, be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. We pause to pray. And I'm just going to encourage us to hold before the Lord our church. I know for many of us listening, that is Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds. Whether you're based at Crag or in Bramley with Connect at Copper Beach, whether you are in Headingley, I encourage you, Lord God, I encourage you people to hold before the Lord your church, your gathering, your community. For those who are coming in from elsewhere, God bless you richly indeed. Hold before the Lord your church, your community, your people. Lord, may we engage as you call us to engage. May we love as you call us to love. May we be part of the solution in church life rather than part of the problem. Our churches will always be imperfect, but help them to grow more and more day by day into the sort of communities that you want them to be, communities that reflect your grace, that reflect your gospel, that are inspired by your truth and your love, that have the Lord Jesus, our Saviour and Lord, at their very heart. In Jesus' name, Amen.